first, I'd like to ask you, are you surprised that the board took any action at all tonight?
As I said earlier, I think the board, based on the discussion at the last meeting, you could kind of start to see some of their thoughts and ideas start to crystallize. And I thought there was a chance that a decision could be reached tonight. By the same token, I thought it probably wouldn't go much past the Monday meeting, because I just thought that they were starting to gravitate both towards ideas regarding as to which alternate neighborhoods should be moved, and then what they were going to figure out what to do with the grandfathering, which I know we'll visit about.
So let's talk about the plan that they did come up with rezoning, which is 2B East Welburn Margraves. We've seen some maps, but can you kind of in a concise manner explain?
Sure, I'll try to do that. And yes, the best thing to do is to go online and look at this, so hopefully I won't misidentify a neighborhood. But basically, as you know, Scott, as you've been paying attention to this, we have a great deal of capacity still at A&M Consolidated High School, and we needed to be able to take advantage of that capacity so we could relieve the pressure that's at College Station High School. And so kids were going to have to net kids were going to have to move from College Station High School to Consol, and so we actually have students moving from Consol zone to College Station High School zone, and then a larger number of kids moving from the College Station High School zone to the Consol zone. So let me talk about the kids from the northern part of the district. We looked to one of the issues I think with previous iterations of high school boundaries were that most of the multifamily housing resided in the A&M Consolidated zone. And so trying to make a more equal balance of that between the two high schools, so the most of the plans had moving a larger portion of multifamily housing that you would see between Anderson Street and Texas Avenue, basically between George Bush and 2818, Harvey Mitchell Parkway. So if you think about that swath right there and the large number of kids that live in that area, so those kids would be rezoned to College Station High School. And then in the same token, we had to have a larger proportion non-low SES kids moving to Consol. And what the ultimate plan that was voted on this evening, which was, it wasn't named great, but it's a descriptive name. It was 2B, which is what we started on, and we added some groups to that, and I'll talk about what those are. So basically, if you're looking at a map of our 102 square miles of College Station ISD, it's taking kiddos who are in the southwestern portion, west of Welburn Road. So you're going all the way down to Saddle Creek, all the way down past Straub, all the way to the Brazos River, that southwestern portion of the district, which currently are zoned to College Station High School. They would be moved in 2019 to A&M Consolidated High School. That was one of the original 2B recommendations, and then what kind of got added in through the course of the board's work through boundary adjustment, through these workshops that you've seen and attended, is that some other neighborhoods were added to that. So if you move east of Welburn Road, FM 2154, those neighborhoods that are just east of there that dump out onto to Welburn Road. Talking about Sendera or Bentwood, Tuscany Trace, those types of folks. And even going a little bit farther north, going and capturing the neighborhood of Creek Meadows and Creek Meadows Estates. So that's right catty-corner to Greens Prairie Elementary School. That was what was added. That's the 2B plus, kind of east of Welburn Road and Creek Meadows. And then what I think the board spent, and as you saw, what the board spent most of their time discussing in the early part of the meeting was that they kind of crystallized around that concept of that particular change and whether or not to add an additional future growth area to the A&M Consolidated High School zone. Because they were not only were looking to balance multifamily housing, but to balance dense housing, in what we see really in the middle part of the district, to balance some of the larger estate-style lots that you see in the southern part of the district when you look at Nantucket, Indian Lakes, versus some of the ones off of Welburn Road, Duckhaven, Indian Lakes, Bentwood, Sendera, those folks, Saddle Creek, those folks. And so that's kind of what this plan did. And
that's
then
the Margraves area. There's nobody in it now.
And then I think the question that the board was wrestling with is what to do with the Margraves area, because that's not going to bring any – it's not going to swing – many kids. There's no kids out there right now. It's trees right now. But in 3 years from now, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years from now, it's projected to bring a healthy number of high school kids. And so is it was the in their mind the best course of action to keep them in the College Station High School zone or to move that growth area in the A&M Consolidated High School zone? And I think as you heard the conversation, their goal, it turned out, was to move currently growing areas into the Consol zone and take advantage of that capacity that is available there, and future growth areas, which obviously the Margraves track represents that.
Finally, grandfathering at question, were eighth graders, would they be able to move before they actually entered that high school for the first time? But the administration's view is a different view, and that was the one that the board eventually approved. Explain how those two were different.
Sure. So when we began this this boundary adjustment process, we looked at the administration looked at what made the most sense. As I said in the meeting, there was some pressure to make this be implemented in 2018, and that was just too quick for the community, too quick for anybody, I think. And so we thought, pretty quickly that, 2019 as an implementation for the new high school boundaries made a lot of sense. And then we looked at, the kids who could be affected. In our local policy, FC Local, and in previous iterations of high school boundary adjustment, we've never, ever considered moving somebody who's moving into their senior or junior year in the year of implementation. That just seemed beyond the pale.
Sure.
And so that was our initial thought. Well, if the kids in 2019, when this is implemented, the rising seniors, the rising juniors, what to do about those folks who are going from their ninth grade to their 10th grade year in that year? Are we going to have them subject to be moving from one high school to the other? Well, what we discovered is if we did the work, which we ended up doing in the spring of 2018 before school was out, that kiddos who were in that particular boat, kiddos who would be sophomores in 2019 at implementation, which would be ninth graders next year or our current eighth graders, they would actually know which high school zone they would be ultimately zoned to, and they could make the choice to transfer ahead of time and get the opportunity to go to their high school for four straight years. So they could either take the choice of, starting off at their currently zoned high school and moving between their ninth and 10th grade year, or since they know what the boundaries are going to be, they could transfer, they could jumpstart, they could, proactively move. And we thought that was, it's a tough decision for a kiddo to make in the spring of their eighth grade year, it does give them some flexibility as to which route they wanted to go.
Thanks for the time.
Let's talk about what this does for bonding.
Sure. And so that discussion was held many months ago because we looked at the capacity that we have at College Station High School and the capacity we have available, at A&M Consolidated, and the overcapacity issues that we have right now at College Station High School, and discussed with the board our options, which was to go to a bond for phase two of College Station High School or make use of the capacity that was available at Consol. And it's a very difficult process to go through a boundary adjustment, and this was very difficult on the community, certainly on the board members. They've spent many sleepless nights. But as they looked at the entire community and what's best for the entire school district, it was hard to go to a community member, a taxpayer, whether they have kids in school or not, and say, we need you to come and support our schools and add on to the school when we have so many seats available at A&M Consolidated High School. So doing the action that happened tonight allows us to push the need for an additional phase two of College Station High School, which is at this time seats for an additional 600 kids. Pushes that need off a couple of years into the future. that allows us to do as well is to be able to pass on some tax reduction over the next 2 years. We think conservatively, over the next 2 years, we can pass along about 8 cents per $100 of valuation, of tax relief to our community, because of not going to the bond and utilizing the capacity that we have, the resources that we have here in the district. So, we believe based on our projections now that, we'd be considering a bond for phase two of College Station High School somewhere around November, fall of 2021, the 21 school year. And then that hopefully will push off the need for a third high school to hopefully 2024 or 2025. That's the goal that we were looking at in many of the different options that we brought forward. And most of those did that in some variation.